This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. John Elway is stepping down as general manager of the Denver Broncos after 10 years. He will stay on as president of football operations and will help choose his successor as GM. Another Colorado lawmaker plans to object to the Electoral College count in Congress. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Republican Representative Doug Lamborn will object to the count sent by six swing states. He says his constituents deserve to know that the 2020 election was free of fraud. He cited what he called irregularities in some states.
Whether it rises to the level of widespread fraud, I'd like to get to the bottom of that, and I don't have an answer for that. But I know that there were definitely irregularities.
There's been no evidence of widespread fraud, and all 50 states have certified their election results. GOP Representative Ken Buck has criticized the move, saying the Constitution clearly states Congress should count the votes. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Extraction Oil and Gas have received the green light to emerge from bankruptcy. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackas reports.
The Denver-based oil and gas producer filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy this summer and laid off dozens of workers to reorganize and clear itself from $1.7 billion of debt. The Denver Business Journal reports a judge approved Extraction's plan to restructure as a standalone company. It failed to strike deals with potential buyers or merge partners. The plan's approval means Extraction could emerge from bankruptcy early this year. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackas, CPR News.
Coming up, the elections director in Fulton County, Georgia, talks about tomorrow's runoff elections for the U.S. Senate. Then, Iran seized a South Korean-flagged tanker today and detained the crew. The move comes as Iran ramps up uranium enrichment in defiance of the Trump administration in its last days. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. Also coming up, the coronavirus pandemic has forced hundreds of thousands of Coloradans out of work. More federal help is on the way, but it may not get to the people who need it fast enough to make a difference. CPR's Andrew Kenny has an update on this situation. He will be along in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. 55 in Denver, it is 30 degrees in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.